It's 60 minutes of financial planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
More and more workers are requesting four-day weeks as they negotiate with potential employers. Joining us now is Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern, based in Chicago. Rick, thanks for joining us today. When we talk about the four-day work week, do we mean a three-day weekend? They are off on that fourth day, or they can work from home as opposed to the office on that fourth day?
Well, the answer is yes. And so what I'm saying is there's really two different ways of looking at this. There's actually more than two. So certainly there are some companies that are going to, as a test, sort of a toe in the water, offer that work from home one of the days. And there are other companies that are going to look at the role and say, you know what, we're looking for productivity based on your skill sets and what you're able to do and what we understand about your own personal life needs, responsibilities, et cetera, we're willing to negotiate a different work arrangement. This is actually an experiment that is just almost completed now in the UK. A not-for-profit had 3,300 workers across all disciplines, from CEO level all the way down to, you know, small fish and chip restaurants, where they said, okay, we're going to guarantee 100% of your income, but you're going to work 80% of the week, and we're going to measure productivity. And if you don't hit the 100% productivity, then there's a strong probability of reverting. And what they've discovered so far, there's a little hiccup getting going, but once they get going, they've discovered that actually productivity stays high, meets the same demands of the five-day work week, and people have a better quality of life. Now, I'm not trying to be altruistic about that. The reason that's critical, particularly in this uncertain economy, is because you now have a chance to offer your key employees something that nobody else can offer them. And so it's not compensation. It's an understanding of where they are and allowing them to do the work at a different pace. And they're going to be more loyal than those that are just going to go to the next highest price.
And now these experiments in workflow and workplace productivity, do they last through the next employment recession when the employer certainly has more leverage, or is this something that's going to stick and persist?
I think the forward-thinking organizations, and particularly when you're talking about professional services, if you're an accounting firm, Deloitte, PricewaterhouseCoopers, EY, that job, when people my age did it, was when I was doing an audit, I was in an office from, you know, 7 in the morning till 9 at night. But a lot of the job was opening up file drawers and pouring through paperwork. Now that same function, they can be thinking nonstop the entire time. Nobody can think for an 80-hour week straight on an accounting function. Plumbers, electricians, manufacturing. So if I'm a forward-thinking person, I'm saying, okay, I can get somebody to do it cheaper, and my top costs will go down. But if the work is substandard, if I lose customers or I can't maintain the kinds of quality and good work that I need, maybe it's a better deal to take somebody who's really good at what they do but also has two small children at home or elder care issues and negotiate something where I get really strong talent that nobody else can get because nobody else is going to offer the deal I offer.
And then lastly, I mean, obviously, if you have employees who can get the job done in 4 days out of the week, that's fine. But what happens to your staffing as you try to cover that fifth day? Because you said some of these places are like restaurants where they are, you know, they're in operation 6 days out of the week. And if you have somebody working 4 days instead of five, somebody has to cover their work.
It's a beast. I mean, the change requirements for an organization to adjust to this, whether you're small or big, are huge because there's a lot of, we all know in every organization, there's a certain amount of time making personal phone calls, working on Candy Crush or whatever the other distractions might be, working on your March Madness grid. But the organizations have to become a lot more efficient about communication and work where they say, our meetings are capped at 30 minutes. You get a red light on your desk. You get a light, stoplight that says, you know, I'm open to talk. You can talk to me if it's critical, or I don't want to talk to anybody. And people can have to start to respect that so that they can, when they're there, they're really effective at their work as opposed to sort of the presenteeism. Well, you know, I didn't get it done today. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll get to it someday. It's about the work and the productivity. And I don't think that's weak. I think that's a strong way to go at an organization.
Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern in Chicago.